Now back to the Art of Relating with JD and Reggie on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Okay, the new year
is here.
That's right.
The new year is here. And we talked about a lot of different things that we're going to be doing in the new year and what we thought we were going to be doing. And then we also talked to Dr. Kelly, who's part of the family now, who comes on and advises us of different things and what to do and what not to do. And so we have her on the line today, too, here in the studio. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Hello, hello, Dr. Linda Kelly. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. As well.
We are so excited. I know before the New Year, we were talking about what to do and the diets and what is a diet and what isn't and different things. But today, we just want to talk about what you think that we need to know for the New Year.
So this is the time for resolutions and making changes. And I think it's really important to be positive and to do things that are going to help on the inside and the outside, not necessarily just to fit into clothing, but really to have that health and that wellness as you go forward. Because as I see patients, the ones who are most vibrant at an older age are the people who have those healthy lifestyles, where they're eating healthy and they're exercising, and they're doing all that they can to keep their body healthy.
Dr. Kelly, I know we talked earlier, and one of the things I thought about after you hung up, now when someone comes in and if it's either for Botox or weight loss, now if you see them, you see it's more of a mental thing, do you talk to them, like counsel them before you actually
do the procedures?
I know some people kind of go by what other people say. If they think someone else think they need Botox, or if someone else think they need to lose weight, but they're actually healthy and they're looking fine. Now, would you talk to them, or how do you go about doing that with people?
So typically people have expressed what they're interested in when they come in, but I always still try to bring in the health part as well. And if someone comes in, say, for Botox, there's paperwork that gets filled out, and we do talk a little bit about whether or not they're on medications, if they're taking supplements, what their goals really are. And I try to address the inside and the outside with people. And I really do talk to everyone as if they're a family member. If I feel that they don't need Botox, for example, I'll tell them, you don't really need it. I'm not going to, it's about really helping people. It's not just about generating revenue, making money. This is about helping people on their path. And for some, getting them in here may be just focusing on the outside, but then that's an opportunity to share more information with them about what they can do on the inside also.
Well, that's good to hear because, my wife and I, we know you, and, that's the answer I was expecting to hear from you. And it's good to know that someone actually cares about the person and it's not about the money, because, you find so many people that does different things, different jobs, for the money and not care about the people they're treating. But one of the things I want to ask you about now, I know the new year coming in and people wanting to lose weight. Tell us about the HCG and what people can look forward to.
So we have different programs for weight loss. HCG is not necessarily the right thing for everyone, but what is helpful for just about everyone is to do a detoxification first. To clean up the body and eliminate some of the waste and the toxins, and then figure out what's best for the next step. But HCG is a hormone that helps support fat loss. And like I said, it is not for everybody, and we have modified it so that I believe that it is more reasonable than a very, very low-calorie diet, which was the original plan. But it does help with being able to hold on to muscle and burn fat.
Okay,
but once again, people have to be doing it for their health, because you're not going to keep it off if you don't have that goal for what's going to happen long term, not just short term. Because people will lose it and they'll come back and they'll do it again, and they'll lose it and regain it. It's about loving yourself, taking care of yourself, putting yourself first, which is something that a lot of us have problems with.
Right.
Right, because I was one of them, because I had gone on that before and lost 60 pounds. And then I gained it back because I was just going through so much stuff that I forgot, and I just started, and I came and I talked to Dr. Kelly, and I talked to her, and this time she knows that I'm serious about it. And so we're going to work on that soon, very soon, because it is about healthy lifestyles. And how are you going to be able to do a lot of the things? Because we have a very busy schedule. And if I am unhealthy, there's no way I can get all of that done. I don't want to be running up and down the stairs and out of the breath and can't breathe, you know, and then have to call Dr. Kelly. And then she's going to be on my case about, you already know what you are supposed to do. And that's the part that I love about her, because she will explain in depth what you need, how to do it, and what she expects from you. And that's helping you to be accountable for what your decision is.
Now, Dr. Kelly, with the low-calorie diet, say if a person don't like a certain vegetable that's on the diet, now what do you tell them about that? I mean, I guess everybody don't eat broccoli, but I know that's one of the vegetables on the meal plan.
Yes, you know, if you are not, if there's a vegetable that you don't like, certainly there's some other that you would like. Also, if you don't like it cooked, it may be something that you would prefer putting into a shake, you know, a smoothie.
Okay.
And sometimes just adding in a green smoothie a day can really make a big difference in energy level and people wanting to eat healthier. So everything needs to be individualized for that person. But starting off with the detox is a great way to start the new year.
Now, on the detox, is that... For us, do that just flush it out your insides? Do it help with your blood and your urinary system as well?
So, you know, we get exposed to toxins all the time. There are things in our food, you know, exhaust fumes, all of the cleaning agents, the pesticides that are sprayed on, you know, vegetables, foods, and just on the lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And periodically, you need to clean your body. And the liver is one of the most important organs for being able to detox. The liver has a lot of different things that it needs to do for our body. So with the detox, you want to support the liver in order to be able to break down those toxins and release them. And it's really key to do that, because a lot of the toxins are stored in fat.
Okay.
And if you're very toxic, the body will resist letting the fat go because it doesn't want to let those toxins become, you know, released.
Okay.
So
wow.
Cleaning up quarterly or, you know, a couple of times a year help support the liver and keeps you healthier.
Now, how long of a process is a detox? Is that a week, a few days?
There are different ones, but 2 to 3 weeks is typically enough.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. cool. Now, let me ask you, do you also, you do for men as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Right,
I do.
You do the BHRT and all of
yes.
that for them. Oh, that is so exciting, because we've had some men that have been calling in about that. So, and I know that Dr. Kelly handles everybody, women and men. So all your needs can be met by talking to Dr. Kelly.
And to anyone who would like to see how Dr. Kelly looks, go to our website. That's one of our shows is still on our website with Dr. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, it is. That interview. She is so cool. At first, she was kind of nervous, but she jams. She handles it, okay?
Well, Dr. Kelly, it's great talking to you, and we look forward to talking to you again. And have a great new year, and tell your husband and your son and everybody. We say hello as
yeah.
well.
Thank you so
but
much.
I need you
Thank
to tell you so everybody much. How to get in touch with you, your address, and your phone number.
So the phone number is 770-649-0094, and that number can be called or texted, so people can reach us after hours. And the address is 1905 Woodstock Road, Suite 6150, Roswell, Georgia, 30075.
All right.
All right. The one and only Dr. Linda Kelly.
All right.
Thank
you. Talk to you.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
I want to definitely mention Rick Davis, Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road, Chattanooga, Tennessee. The telephone number is 423-499-9162. And again, I want to mention, too, Chattanooga Pinball. Alfred, you might need to go by there.
You got pinball machines?
Yes. Every pinball machine you can think of, they have. And
what's the one that you got?
I got the NBA, and I got Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Love Pac-Man.
I'm a big pinball.
Yeah. They got some very good prices, man. You if you go, take your truck with you, because you'll probably leave with one.
Right. What's that telephone number?
That number is 423-867-3000. 3001.
That's right, Chattanooga Pinball.
I can see good with my glasses.
Oh, yeah, you jamming. He's got some new glasses, you see, all blue and everything.
So. Until next time, from the JD and Reggie Show.
That's right, The Art of Relating with JD and
Reggie.